flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
We are under a frozen iguana watch, Joe. That's your weather.
It's getting that cold. Like, you're telling me if I go for a walk today at Vista View.
Watch your head.
Because there's a ton of them out there. And some big boys.
Really?
Some big boys. Big ladies out there, too. Yeah, it's a big family.
You ever been attacked?
No. They run from you. But I will tell you, are you telling me they're going to be upside down and falling out of trees today?
That's what I'm telling you. Be careful.
I thought it had to be colder than that. No? What are they saying?
Against my report.
All right. Sorry about that. I don't know, but I got a tennis game, and if it's too cold, I got to skip, man.
Too cold?
In the 50s, a little too chilly to be out there playing.
You sound like Djokovic quitting.
Didn't
he quit too?
He did.
Know. Everyone's quitting.
By the way, he got booed. He played today, and he lost the first set, and he shook hands, and the place just booed him. He's the greatest player of all time, and they're booing him like he's...
Everyone gets booed over there, it seems like.
Yeah.
We played the sound from Danielle Collins the other day. I don't know if you saw that.
No.
She was getting after the fans because they were booing her, and she was like, thank you for the paycheck.
Yeah. I saw that.
It was pretty funny, actually.
Yeah.
The Young American lost, though, right?
So you know what everybody's upset about? Going back to... So the guys that do the interviews afterwards, right, on the court...
Yeah.
Are going, hey, you know, everybody's kind of against you. What was it like? And they're going, what do you mean? Well, you know, next round, everybody here is going to boo you when you play. And they're like, so they're all starting to complain about the questions that these guys are trying to get in the entertainment business instead of just saying, hey, you know, what a great match. What was the difference and all that stuff? So,
yeah. You got to do it, though, man.
All the players are really getting salty over there.
Did the Young American guy lose?
You watching Tennis Channel at all?
No, I was trying to see if that guy won or lost. I figured you would know. Did he play today or no?
Ben?
Yeah.
Kid from Florida?
Yeah, did he lose?
He was getting his butt kicked. I didn't see the end of it. We had to go in the air, but yeah,
stinks.
He was about ready to lose.
Is he like the savior of American men's tennis?
I don't know, man. That's a great question. Men's tennis is... he might have the most talent.
We need to toughen up out there.
Yeah.
I hope they're not all like you, who's afraid to play when it's 50 degrees.
I know. I'm an American tennis player. Look at me. I'm acting like the rest of those
And you're
guys.
Also a Miami Dolphin, so you really fit the narrative perfectly. Joe, why are you struggling out here today? You're losing Ira Winderman. I can't play in this cold.
Yeah. Yeah, my record when it's it's below 60. My record is one in seven against the guys I play against. Like, I want you on a cold day. Let's play. Oh, man, I'm limited here. All right, so I got to ask you. Now, I know you have trouble with this, and it's not about the playoffs. Who are you going to give the MVP to in the NFL?
I do have trouble with this because I've been watching the games, obviously. I'm not going to change, though. I'm going to stick with Josh Allen. I think Josh Allen has been the most important player to his team all season. And that's what I think the MVP should be. The person that, like, if you took them away from their team, it would do the most damage.
Yeah. Lamar, Josh has had a 40-touchdown season, 12 of them running, and he's always in that 500 club or so of rushing. He's one of the better runners in football. At quarterback, we all know that. I tell you, you know, Lamar's a good chance he's going to get it.
I know. But let me ask you this. If you took Lamar off the Ravens and you put some other stiff in there, you'd still have Derrick Henry back there.
Yeah, but you don't have the threat of what he can do throwing and running.
I understand. I'm not trying
to... By the way, he has improved in the pocket as much as anybody. And he's running, like, he goes over 900 yards.
Don't take this as me trying to downplay what he does. I think he's incredible.
45 touchdowns.
But I just think you look at that lineup that the Bills throw out there offensively... And if you took Josh Allen out of that mix, I just think that team would
By the way, and that's fair.
I think they'd be really bad.
Yeah, he's
the defense is okay, but
he's a big part of all that stuff, but you can't just because Lamar's got one of the two big horses behind him or next to him, and some are going to say he's got better at every other position except tight ends. I think both Buffalo and Baltimore both have really good tight ends, although some people might be questioning Mark Andrews today, who, by the way, is just getting pounded. I mean, don't think that Lamar's the only one getting drilled. I mean, Mark Andrews had two of the worst plays in a playoff game, a late fourth quarter or mid-fourth quarter fumble, wide open, catches the ball, fumbles.
They're going in to take the lead, by the way, at that point.
Yeah.
Right? What was it, five?
I don't remember.
It must have been five because then Buffalo got the field goal and then it was eight and then they didn't get the two.
And then the two-point conversion.
Yeah.
Just turn, catch it, your butt's going to fall right into the end zone, right on the goal line there for a touchdown. Oh.
And the gambling community let them know about it. They threatened to kill them.
I think they're the ones that really take it.
The gambling community?
It's not the social media. It's the social media gambling committee.
Yeah, that's a very vicious community. They get very upset when you
mean-spirited.
You want to drop the ball.
Very, very mean-spirited group. There's no question about it.
It was a 2-point. It was like a 1.5-point spread.
Ooh,
needed that, bro.
Boy, only you would hit me with that one.
You know what it is for Sunday? It's Chiefs are favored by 2 now. It's gone back and forth, but
I feel like this can be a close game. Kansas City has their offense. If somebody would have told you that last game against the Texans, they were going to have a little over 200 yards of offense and half of it would be Kelce, more than half would be Kelce. The only guy they didn't cover in the games, the only guy they got to worry about is Kelce. And by the way, if you're going to leave somebody, if you're going to let him catch it, how about make him earn it and not get that wide open? Do you see some of those plays, how open he was? Who are you covering?
The Chiefs have a lot working in their favor, man. I'm sorry.
You mean
I know you refuse to acknowledge that. It's not just calls. It's just everything. It's like the universe wants them to win.
What do you mean?
Because Taylor Swift is sitting up there with Caitlin Clark, by the way. They hadn't heard of the mix.
I sat down with the group I was watching the game with, and right after the national anthem, I go, how quickly are they going to go?
Very quickly.
To Taylor Swift, and my God, there she is with Caitlin Clark right next to her. She got all the pub, and they're hugging and high-fiving. And by the way, every time he catches the ball or it goes right to her.
You don't
right
think
to
they...
Her. It's a love affair for ratings.
They did that. You don't think ESPN planted her in there, Caitlin Clark?
Say, hey, you want to sit with him?
Say, hey, this would be really good.
This would add to the star power up here, if you don't mind. Like, Taylor Swift's not enough.
Texter makes the point that the Bills don't have the weapons that the Ravens do, and I'm kind of with that's what I said too, Joe. Like, do you know who their leading receiver was, the Bills? I mean, I assume you do, but
yeah,
it was Khalil Shakir.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know how good you think he is.
I think he's pretty
good. He had 821 yards. Their second leading receiver was Keon Coleman.
No.
At 556.
I don't think they have the strongest group of receivers. You don't have to show me.
James Cook, who had a shade over 1,000 yards. He had 1,009 yards rushing. And that's it, man.
By the way, they score about 30 points a game. It's incredible what they've done.
Are you caving? Are you starting to cave?
I'm not caving.
And I know you have a thing for Josh Allen.
And I got to tell you, Lamar's receivers are clearly better, although Zay Flowers didn't play in the game. Zay Flowers is going to be a superstar.
You said no playoffs, though. You said playoffs don't matter in this MVP thing.
They don't, but he was talking overall.
He had those guys all season.
Yeah, he did. And it's one of the reasons. He might have the best 1-2 punch at tight end in the league. That guy likely is. You see him?
Yes, he's good.
Likely is no longer likely. He's for sure. He's really good. Yeah, don't worry about him.
That was really well done, man.
I would just, to this whole thing, like the Jared Goff's in here, which I don't understand why Jared Goff's had a really nice year. The Saquon Barkley, I understand over 2,000 yards, and smoking Joe Burrow, who some people want to give it to, just didn't get enough wins, and it wasn't his fault.
Yeah, you got to win. That's got to be part of it, right?
So anyway, it comes down to Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson.
Here's the problem, though. You had Zay Flowers, who's a 1,000-yard receiver. Rashad Bateman, Mark Andrews all had good years. Derrick Henry had a monster year. He had almost, what did he have on the ground, almost 2,000 yards.
Oh, no, that's a problem right there, yes.
16 touchdowns. So, and I don't want to, like, belittle Lamar's performance because he had monster numbers, too. Lamar threw for over 4,000 yards, 41 touchdowns, 4 picks, and he ran for almost 1,000. Like,
well, neither guy turned the ball over a lot.
Yeah,
right?
But, like, Josh Lamar's Allen numbers are incredible. I just think if you really want to break it down and you say, like, who can I take off of a team and their team would just be that much worse, I think Josh Allen's more valuable to his team because I think he has a whole lot less around him.
Well, we can all agree it's a special club, the Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson club right now. And if you want to put any of those other guys in there, you put Jared Goff in that real special group of quarterbacks.
No. Why would you?
Well, because he had a really good year.
He's also got a whole lot of talent around
him. Yes, he does. Yes, he does, including one of the best offensive lines, too.
I think he's very good. I'd put him in the very good category, but I wouldn't put him in the
I got to be careful, though. Josh Allen's got really good offensive line. Lamar Jackson's got a really good offensive line. Jared Goff's got a really good offensive line. And Saquon Barkley has a really good offensive line.
All right, 954 says Allen lost Diggs, an all-pro, and replaced him with a rookie. The Ravens got Derrick Henry. Josh Allen has less talent and won more games. He's 100% the MVP, same as Lamar was last year.
Man, I got that. I got it. I don't. That's a good one.
You're caving.
I can't argue. It. No, when somebody – those are great points, all those points. And what nobody thought Josh – remember, we all thought this was a year to catch Josh Allen's team. Hey, it's going to come right down to the wire in late January. End of December, we're going to have a chance. Nobody had a chance. Nobody had a chance, come to find out. They went out and had one hell of a season with that group. Amazing. And Josh Allen stopped turning the ball over. How about that one? That guy was a turnover machine. That's been the knock on him. Yeah, he's got 40-something touchdowns every year running and throwing, but he turns it over too much because he's too out of control, trying to make super plays down the field with a big arm and runs crazy and fumble. Look what he's done. Just turned it over 6 times. I don't know how many times he fumbled, 6 interceptions. But anyway, we've got a lot more to get to.
Real quick, just in case you want to dislike Jimmy even more, I was told that he was hanging out with Derek Jeter last night.
Good. They're made for each other. That's a great one. Matter of fact,
he's part of the quitter club, right?
If you want to take Jeter with you, go ahead.
He quit on the Marlins, didn't he? Took his money and ran.
I always wonder, Jeter played the game the right way and played hard and all those things that made him the captain and understood everything. I'm always curious when you're talking to the guy and you know, like, I always wonder what Jeter's thinking if he was hanging out with Jimmy Butler. What would he be thinking? One guy played hard, played the right way. Terrible president of a team, but
I didn't mean to rile you up with that.
Anyway,
one,
you did. Sorry. All right, hey, we got a lot more stuff to get to here, man. A lot of stuff to get to here this morning on a football Friday. We got a couple of really sexy looking conference games. Boy, I'll tell you what, it would be fun to watch Washington knock off Philadelphia. Don't know if it's going to happen. Probably a long shot. Cold weather. One team can run the hell out of it, but we'll see. We're still all going to be watching. Tell you what else we're going to be watching. Your South Florida Chevy dealers this weekend, you're going to be watching to see what's going on. If you're in the market right now for a car, truck, or SUV, I want to let you know your South Florida Chevy dealers, best overall products we've ever had, period. 14 stores conveniently located in Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. You got to check out the new Chevy Colorados, the Chevy Silverados, and the Tahoes. I'm just putting them out there because right now, man, when it comes to the SUV and the truck family, it's never looked better with more options for you to get exactly what you need. When it comes to power, when it comes to a big engine, whether you're towing, need something for work or pleasure, we got you covered at your South Florida Chevy dealers with the best overall products in the history of the family. And now you just got to get out and take some test drives and find out for yourself. The large touch screen and driver information center, just part of what you get in the redesigned interior with enhanced functionality that you'll love. Chevy Silverado, Colorado in the Tahoe. Man, it's got everything you need. Chevrolet together. Let's drive. Stop by for a test drive this weekend. You will fall in love at your South Florida Chevy dealers.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
People that don't understand it, this is the
business. We understand it very well.
Yeah, we understand. Yeah. This is the
business. The public understands. Shaq, no, they have paid. Jimmy Butler makes $50 million a year.
He want more. So what?
He ain't getting more.
Okay, so guess what? You don't want me. I don't want
to
be here.
Okay, well, then, but you can't just not show up to work.
Why not?
Because you took the other two. You took the 50 for this year and next year.
Okay.
So you're saying you took those two, but you're not because you don't get two more?
Doesn't matter.
You could ask for a trade, but you got to show up.
Human nature. You don't want me. I don't want
to
be here.
You don't feel a responsibility when you are under contract for this season to play this season.
And next year.
I do. But I'm not going to go all out. I was ready to say the other way. I'm not going to go out play, but I'm not going to go out, especially like.
You're not going to play hard?
No, listen, I didn't say hard. I said I'm not going to go all out, especially if we're not going to win.
You don't feel no obligation?
Because you know what? At 35, what if I tear a knee and get hurt?
You still going to make $50 million. You got $50 million coming.
Wow. That was TNT. Always an entertaining and very funny show. With that crazy take by Shaquille O'Neal last night. Wow. Okay. All right. And by the way, Shaq, I got news for you. Every fan, every five-year-old fan understands what's going on here. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out this whole situation. We understand he's upset. He wants the extension. Apparently that $100 million he's going to get for a player option versus the $48 he's going to make this year, and that's not going to do it. Not to mention, how much has he made already? How much have you made already? And he's ready to blow up another relationship here, man, just to try to get his money. I guess some would say, well, if he gets it from Phoenix, then it was worth it. Okay. But at some point, man, you can't keep making this kind of money. Like, right? You can't continue. And he got off to a slow start again this year, missing a ton of games. Was it the flu bug? It was the injury bug. He was taking a long, long time to heal. And he had that flu forever. Remember that flu bug he got? I mean, he got the bad one. Hell, they thought he was going to fly to catch up with the team the next day in Orlando. Hell, he's out like a week. It was a terrible flu.
And now he's sticking it to him. He's at a party last night. While his team's getting blown out in Milwaukee.
It's just like...
That's, like, again, as a professional, you would think that would bother him. And I know he hates the Heat and he's real angry with them, but you're at a party while your team, you're healthy and getting, you know, supposedly getting paid. I assume that they're going to go and do these grievances with the NBAPA. And
yeah, but...
Though he'll probably end up getting his money, like
probably,
I'm sure all these guys
probably
do.
Probably will get a lot of it back. You're probably right.
You're at a party hanging out with a comedian and Jeter. And whoever else, while your team's getting blown out in Milwaukee?
I don't know if they were all there for this paddle ball thing.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. He was with Andrew Schultz, the comedian.
Yeah. Paddle ball, by the way, that game is, it's been on a few, they run on ESPN,
mm-hmm.
and it's been on when I come in at 4
so
in the morning.
You're okay with that one. It's pickleball that bothers you.
No, if it's pickleball party, I would have had a big problem with all those guys.
Gotcha.
But so this one's paddle ball. It's got a little more racquetball scale.
It's got a snooty tennis feel to it. I get
no,
it.
No, it's got a racquetball. You ever play racquetball? Would you know anything about racquetball?
When I was younger, I guess. Okay. Yeah, when they used to have racquetball courts.
Okay. Yeah, they did used to have. By the way, you're right.
I don't know if they have.
None of them were making money. They're actually, I think, all those places got rid of them.
But it does have a snooty air to it.
No, it doesn't.
We looked at the sponsors and stuff. It was a snooty tournament, and it's like right up your alley because you're a tennis guy. Yeah, but you're a tennis guy, and it's the same sort of crowd.
Well, Jimmy, as long as he's having a good time while his team was getting their ass kicked by 29 points last night after an 18-3 start. Jumped off too, man. 15-point lead, bam, right off the bat, and you're like, oh my God, Milwaukee looks like they just got off the airplane. Oh, they did, and they got it figured out. They got it figured out, and the Heat went ice cold, 12 of 51 on 3-point shots last night.
This is the weirdest part of this because, again, the Heat have never been a team to just throw in the towel on a season. They're not getting anywhere without Jimmy. I don't know if they'll get anywhere with him, even if they somehow came to an agreement where he was going to play. But this team is just not, without him, they're just not good enough.
I think this was all part of Jimmy's game plan, that find out what they look like without me. I'm being serious. Like, you're 21 and 22, and you guys all talking about Tyler Hero. Let's see him carry this team and put him on his back. We saw his back got a little sore last night. Bam hasn't had a great shooting season. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Terry Rozier. Oh, God. What happened to Terry Rozier?
The Kalal Ware thing's like basically the only story you have going for
you.
Yeah,
no, listen, and that's
positive.
A great story. Like, way to go.
Jaime Jaquez seems to have fallen off a cliff. And Tyler Hero's Tyler Hero. He puts up his points, but I don't know what direction they're trying to go in here, man. I know they're going to probably get a lot of first-round picks.
We would all love to have a happy Jimmy Butler playing and playing hard. And
I just don't want to throw away the season.
All right. Well,
because if you trade Jimmy Butler for Chris Middleton and a bunch of picks, that's essentially what you're doing.
I'd take if Chris Middleton, he's got another problem too. He can't stay healthy.
Yeah, I'm like, but that's the name. It's either you have two corpses essentially that you're after right now, Bradley Beal and Chris Middleton.
Well, at least one of them would be here and play hard. I'd just take that right now. Would you take that? If the guy just come and play hard? I mean, in the rotation.
I can't believe we're talking about this, but
well, that's what we're talking about. Jimmy quit.
A weird conversation.
It's a new name. Jimmy quits. I like that. Went from Jimmy playoff Jimmy to Jimmy quits.
We're a city of quitters, apparently.
Whew, man, you never thought we'd be talking about this.
It's a very strange conversation.
Jeez, man, it's just
it really is
incredible, man. I mean, he can say whatever he wants. He loves his teammates and all that stuff. And I saw Tyler's, oh, I love Jimmy Butler. Yeah. I'm glad you like him because.
What is he going to say? They're in a bad spot, man.
No.
I hate that bum.
By the way, you're right. You can't say probably what you'd really like to say. But that
305 says Jimmy also forgetting that when he got here, he brought a lot of baggage with him. Not much credibility. He was considered to be a problem. The Heat and Riley remade Jimmy Butler, and 100 mil for a guy that doesn't play in the regular season is absurd. Riley is right.
I don't have a problem with the Riley thing. There are people who said Pat could have handled this better. Like, it wouldn't have mattered what Pat said. If he didn't give him that extension, he could have kissed his ass and then said, oh, by the way, I'm not going to give you the extension until I see more, but God, do we love you. And he could have stroked him for 20 minutes in that press conference. We're still going to get to this point no matter what. No matter what Jimmy Butler says, it was about that extension. If he didn't get it, whether he was told him to shut up, you're not playing, so I don't want to hear you talking about Boston and New York. You weren't in the lineup, so don't tell us if you were in the lineup, you guys, we'd be winning. You weren't. Even if he was nice and said all nice things about Jimmy Butler and stroked him like all those guys do that are hanging out with him, wouldn't have mattered. Wouldn't have mattered.
Oh, now you're willing to cave on those guys too, huh?
Huh?
Those bums that he hangs around with.
At the end of the
day. Texter asked if we can get enough picks to get Cooper Flagg from Duke. I don't know that that's going to happen.
That ain't going to happen.
That seems unlikely.
Have you seen him play? That ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
I guess he went as soon as they let him play against the Olympic team, and he was like, you know.
They come down here in February, Duke. It's like one of the last games of the season.
So we're going to go watch to see what he looks like and go, wow, he's really good. And then the guy next to you goes, we got no shot to get him.
You better get there early if you want to see him play.
Oh, that's a good point, too.
That game could
he might be out
could
at
get
halftime.
Away from them. Yeah.
You're right. He might be a halftime, halfway through and get rested up for their next game in the ACC after that.
We got Cal, your guys coming up on Saturday night.
How's Cal in basketball?
Hopefully not very good. We'd like to get a win.
How's Joe Z holding up? Just
not
between
well.
Us.
He's struggling a bit, but he made it out to San Francisco. He took a train out
there. Is Joe Z becoming a grumpy man, a grumpy old man?
This season could do that to you. It's been a tough one.
That's right. It hits all of us, man. We get a little grumpy. You got to hear Bo and I in the back there. Jimmy just blocks it out, but we sit there, and Bo gets me going, and then he'll show me something. I'll go, really?
The problem is the Dolphins, it's going to take them a long time to – you know, to get better. With the Hurricanes basketball team, they could flip this thing around in 1 year. They have an entire new team next year.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, they essentially could be good again next year.
Finding guys that want to buy into what you want to do, the system you want to run. They aren't just coming for money that are coming.
I don't know who they're going to hire as the coach, but...
Well, that's going to be an important one. That's going to
be a
really, really important
one. We got good people handling that search, so that's the good news.
All right. Hey, we're going to break here before we start worrying about that because we got a lot more. The big fella, he must have got caught in some traffic or something. Anyway, right now I want to talk to you about...
I thought that's frowned upon in your world.
What's that?
When you get caught in traffic and you're late.
Oh, he's... By the way... There's another guy that if you tell him to be somewhere at 8, he's there at 7:30. Yeah. No, he is.
He's late today.
He believes in that.
It's unacceptable.
All right. Right now, I want to talk to you about Atlantic Men's. Oh, my God. If you got ED or low T or anybody out there is going through it right now, and I'm talking about your energy level is shot, I don't care. By the way, it happens in the early 40s, 50s. About half the men have ED in their 50s. Low T, 60s, 70s. It doesn't matter what age you are. If you right now are just lacking energy every day, constantly tired, not sleeping well, find yourself a little snappy during the day for no reason, and your sex drive is gone and things aren't working like they used to in the bedroom, I want to let you know Atlantic Men's Clinic, this is what they do. This is what they do professionally every day is knock out low T and ED. It was 10 months ago I went in there. Did not even want to show up, and it was the best 1 hour of my life. I got to tell you, man, got all my tests done, figure out what's going on. Yeah, I had low T, and yes, I have ED and everything else I had. And boy, they knocked it out quickly. They really did put me on a program like they're going to put you on a program. We got 6 locations in South Florida to serve you, but I got to tell you, you got to set up that first appointment. It's the most important one to get things turned around. If you're going through it and would like to get rid of it, 877-455-7300. I promise you, the program they will put you on will get your energy level back and, more importantly, your sex drive back. Start enjoying your weekends a hell of a lot more than you are right now. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. All right, welcome back. And joining us right now, busy morning, Paul Castronova, happy 65th birthday. Huh? He's not catching up. I mean, he's not quite there with us, but
well,
but,
no. You know,
he joins a new club.
I think it was a 1960 birth.
Oh yeah.
You know, I'm back in that 1954.
Yeah, I'm a 50s guy too, man. Those are good times, Bo. Yeah. Hey, so man, we've Tyreek Hill.
Welcome back, by the way.
Thanks, man.
I listened to that crap show with those two guys doing it while you were gone.
you're just a bad. You're a bad guy. He's been taking shots at you. He goes, I thought Bo was never late. I thought that's his big thing. I said, he is never late.
I turned over to listen. I got in the car, turned over to listen to you, and I heard those guys, and I went to Waxy.
Yeah. Hey,
I appreciate you rather listen to Spanish language radio.
That's where we are. So the Tyreek Hill's coming back. Right.
Yeah, I don't see him not coming back.
We need him. We need a happy Tyreek.
At this point, you can't give up on talent. And I know everybody's talking about, well, he really didn't do much this year, and no, he didn't. But you know the potential's still there. I don't know that he's maybe he's lost a half a step, But he's still a good. You know, the job is for Mike McDaniel and his staff to figure out a way
to utilize
them to the best of it. And look, this is a wasted year for Tyreek. I mean, from a team standpoint.
Well, I thought it was a wasted year for Waddle and Tyreek.
Well, that's a wasted year for Tyreek, wasted year for Waddle.
Yeah, for that amount
so
of money.
Two good receivers out there that you paid a lot of money to, and Tyreek, to me, it's a little unnerving for me about the tardiness and the
tell you fix that
the lack thereof.
You find me all you want, and by the way, Mike did come out and say it tells me you don't want to be here if you keep doing it.
Yeah,
he never said his name, but we are.
Look, the simple way to do it, and I don't know if it's going to work with these guys, because you're right. If you can find them all you want, it ain't gonna make a difference.
Not the money they're making.
But let's go old school. You're late for a meeting. That coach walks up there. Oh. You know, Tyreek was, so Joe Schmo was late today. So let me ask you a question. You're too good. All these other guys can be here, and you're too good to come in with your teammates. You're going to do that. You're going to stand up there like the old man would do, and just berate you for a little. And then as
nothing more humiliating than Don Shula calling you out in front of the whole team.
That's where you start out, and then every time you put that little red dot on him. You know, and it drops a ball, whatever. Oh.
Runs the wrong route.
Maybe if you were here on time, you would know how to run that route. I mean,
that's kind of old school. You know you can't call a guy out in front of the whole team.
So what else do you do then? Let them
can't hurt any of these guys' feelings.
Let them go wherever they want? Joe.
You've done better because you wanted to bench him. We had this conversation during the year. He said, put his ass on the field.
Well, I would have done that. At that point, I would have done that, you know? What are you getting out of him? If you're not getting anything out of him, why the hell not make an example of him? You know,
is he a captain?
He was a captain.
Can't be captain ever.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
I mean, Mike, don't come back
look,
and go.
There's a couple things that have to happen this year. And look, this is my checklist for what needs to happen this year. And I know this is a little pet peeve of mine. First of all, get the goddamn music off the practice field. Get the disc jockey off the practice field. You know, you're out there to practice. You're out there to have coaches correct you. And how can you do it when they're blasting music and guys are doing a jig in the middle of the field while your coach is trying to tell them, hey, this is how you cover the guy.
Okay, okay. I'm just telling you right now, that's
jeez,
not happening.
Man.
You went, I don't know how many teams, I'm guessing we're not the only team that has music, and you just went Mike West off on me.
But look.
Why don't you just get better players?
Tell me I'm wrong.
You are wrong. Why don't you get better players? Play music at practice?
Huh?
Oh, come on.
I know what you're going to say it to him.
Blaring music.
Oh, God.
Blaring music on the practice field while a coach is trying to coach you up. When you look and the guy's doing some dance like he's at the prom, when you want to correct the guy.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
Keep going through this list, though. This is good. You got stuff. Go ahead. What else you want to do? That ain't going to happen.
That's the first thing. And the second thing is, you know, make an example of guys. Make them uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know? I mean.
Boy,
I
good luck calling out Tyreek Hill in front of everyone.
What's that?
Good luck calling out Tyreek Hill in front of that'll go well.
He'll quit.
Butler you.
Bo, I'll tell you what. Mike did say
that's
that he's
the problem with. That's right, the problem right there. The problem is, again, I've been saying for years, this is the participation trophy generation coming flourishing.
Nobody disagrees.
In professional sports.
Nobody disagrees.
Flourishing.
I'm not
in
happy.
Sports.
I want to go somewhere else.
You know, you got a guy that's come in here, come in and all. You know, he's a guy when he's 10 years old, and he's on his soccer team, and the season's over, and he gets a medal around his neck, and he's in the car with his dad, and he says, "Hey, you got a nice medal." He goes, "Well, I don't know why we got it. They scored 8 goals. We didn't score any."
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Why don't you shift the blame?
But you played well, you know?
Take the blame off the players for a second. Jimmy Butler is going to get everything that he wants.
Yes.
Which is why, like, again, that's the problem.
Yeah.
Not the fact that he's acting this way. It's the fact that he's going to get everything that he's asking for.
The problem didn't start now because that soundbite you played of Shaq is exactly what these guys think. You can. So let me ask you this.
If I think Shaq was totally wrong, by the way.
100% wrong.
I don't know where that came from. 52-year-old man.
So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do this. I'm going to sign you to a contract, and I'm going to pay you $1 million a game. And for every game that you – for every game that you exceed this number, I'm going to give you another $250. And I'm going to do that. But you're going to get paid week to week. If you don't play, you don't get paid. You know, and I know you can't do that.
That's long gone.
But you got to find some way for these guys. It's disgusting.
I know you're frustrated.
It's disgusting.
I sit with you in the back. I know you're frustrated about all this stuff, but none of this stuff that you're talking about is doable.
How can a guy be getting paid $50 million? Is it 50 or 51? I don't want to shortchange.
48 this year, it's 52 next year.
52, so in between.
And, it's 100 over the next 2 years.
And are they paying for his coffee shop, too?
Yeah. Huh? No, he can afford
that. Are they funding his coffee shop?
You didn't see his soundbite the other day.
$8.50 cup of Java?
He had padded.
Now the coffee's too expensive. Yeah, right. Okay.
Hey, he did. Hey, we got something else we want to get to here coming up, too. I got you going on
one
thing.
It's been a long time. I haven't been in here
I don't know what to do with the Tyreek thing.
It's kind of like you going to the ED guy, you know?
I know.
You're backed up. You got to get rid of it.
No, listen, I did. And I'm tired of making excuses. And my wife's saying, maybe it's me. And I'm going, no, it's me. And no, you don't want that on a Friday night ready to go. No, I'm with you on that. Hey, this thing's going to be in. We got 10 draft picks, by the way. Looks like we got 10 draft picks. So I want to ask you, number one priority on this team from what we have. I don't know. I'm guessing Javon Holland's not going to be back. He's going to get more money as a free agent.
I don't
think we can pay him.
Yeah.
So is safety become number one priority? Or no. Are you still with the guards?
Yep. I'm still with them. You know, Joe, there's been you look at your baseball, we've been baseball guys for a long time. How do you build a baseball team? Up the middle, right? Catcher, pitcher, middle infielders, center field, right?
Yeah.
Right up the middle.
Right.
I think you build a football team the same way. Running back, quarterback, center, guards, defensive tackles, middle linebacker, and safeties.
They like their center and their two tackles.
Yeah,
need some depth.
And look, I Aaron Brewer, I think there's, I think you could find someone better.
I think they're going
with him.
Got.
But I know they're going with him. They're not going to change that. But those two guards.
Yeah.
Those two guards, you know. If where were we at number 13?
Yes,
I take the best guard available right there.
Well, we're gonna have a lot of time to talk about that. I want to talk about something else going on in Fort Lauderdale right now. There is, folks, listen up. There's a new restaurant. It just opened on Las Olas Boulevard. Catch and Cut Seafood, stone crabs, prime steaks.
That sounds good.
But more importantly, it's the man that's running it, the legend from Joe Stone Crab, executive chef, who is making all the difference in the world. Chef Andre joins us this morning. Chef, good morning and congratulations and welcome to Fort Lauderdale. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, I got traded to Fort Lauderdale.
Not a bad place to be.
We sent him 5 cases of wings.
Did you?
and intend to come at a later date.
Hey, you guys got to tell me, it just opened. I want to hear about it.
Yeah, we opened on Tuesday. We had, Joe, you were out of town. We had a couple, Chef Andre calls, we had a couple
preseason games. Okay.
Over the weekend to get things going. And then and we opened up on Tuesday, and boy, it's been fabulous. And, I got to tell you, we basically own the building. Chef Andre runs the restaurant and owns the restaurant. Well, it's his deal.
26 years of Joe Stone Crab, so he has seen what it should look like and what a quality restaurant is. Chef, just tell us about it and what people can expect when they get reservations and show up.
You know, I'm really excited about it. It's I had 26 years at Joe's, phenomenal experience, great family to work for, great employees, but it was time to venture out and try something different. And, I always talk about the commute was a big aspect, but I'm really excited about this. We're an upscale neighborhood restaurant. I want to be known as, come in 2-3 times a month, old school hospitality. We're going to get to know you. You're going to get to know us. And I really want you to enjoy coming for dinner. And listen, we put together a really good management team. I got a really good staff to start with. And listen, the ownership convinced me. The owners are great. You're sitting next to one of them. And I'm really impressed on their philosophy and what their goals are for the future. And so far, I said, this is our fourth night. And let me tell you, we opened up, and we are 4-0 right now. And we had three great nights. Tonight, we're jam-packed. We're sold out for tonight. And I'm really looking forward to the future with this concept.
Wow, that's great. Give me some of your favorites, Chef, or some of the favorites that people can look for.
You know, we got our surf and turf meatballs. Kind of unique. Everyone's like, what is a surf and turf meatball? Come in and try it.
Nice.
Our crispy wrapped shrimp, selling very, very well. All our steaks are from Allen Brothers out of Chicago. They're all prime cuts. We're doing really well with our steaks, which I was really surprised of the menu mix, and our steaks are really taking off. Our sea bass. I'm getting rave reviews on our sea bass.
Let me tell you, that sea bass, it's like butter. I mean, oh my God, just melts in your mouth.
You're killing me here at 8:56 in the morning. Oh my gosh, that sounds good. Stone crabs, still one of your favorites?
Still a focal point, stone crabs. You know, we got to have stone crabs, you know. Without stone crabs, it's not catching cut. But, yeah, I mean, listen, we got a good variety. I think we got a good mix. And so far, like I said, this is our fourth night, and we're going into it. Hopefully, we're 4-0 tonight.
Chef, I got to tell you, I've gotten a bunch of compliments on the mussels. A bunch of compliments on those mussels.
Yeah, I mean, you know, my menu approach is very simple. You know, there's nothing worse when you go into a restaurant and you're looking at the menu and you're kind of Googling, what does that mean? Here, the menu is very easy to read. It's very approachable. It's old school cooking. I don't have any of the modern science going on in my kitchen. I just want, you know, it's kind of back to my grassroots when I started 40 years ago working under French chefs and what they taught me. And it's all about simplicity and having a great staff. And I run my kitchen like a sports team, believe it or not. You know, I coached hockey for a lot of years. You know, I had 130 employees at Joe's. And I run it like a sports team with a lot of stats thrown in there. I manage my kitchen with a lot of numbers. And that's how I run my kitchen. And it's all about my kitchen. It's not about me. It's about my kitchen. And so far, with the very young staff that I have, they've definitely stepped up. And like I said, the last three nights, they've done a phenomenal job.
Well, we want everybody to know Catch and Cut. It's a new restaurant, Los Olas Boulevard. You can't miss it. And, Bo, man, this is going to be fun for people.
That's great.
If you go down there, a lot of great restaurants, but Catch and Cut. Put it in the rotation, folks, if you're getting ready to make some plans.
I got
to
tell you, we went in after one. We had a busy night, one of our nights out, and I came in the next morning, and Chef Andre was standing in front of his staff, and a tear came to my eye. He was doing the Don Shula on him.
He did?
He went the Don Shula on him, full court, and a tear just dropped right out of my eye. And just on the floor, and I said, "This was perfect."
Hey, Chef, don't worry. He likes when the coach humiliates everybody. The one guy that screws up, he wants everybody to hear it. The guy's old school, so don't go by that, Chef. Whatever it is. So,
yeah, I know.
Yeah. Hey, Chef, thank you so much, man. I really appreciate you joining us here.
I look forward to having you in the restaurant soon.
Okay, thank you very much, Chef Andre.
Thanks, guys.
Catch and cut. Yeah, great stuff. Yeah. And off to a good start.
Yeah,
Paul.
Good guy. Yeah, it's really nice.
Well, you went out and got a star, man.
Yeah, we did. And you know, the good thing is he comes in on time.
You don't have to worry about that. That's good to know too. All right, we got to go to break here. We got 9 o'clock hour coming up. First though, want to tell you about my friends at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Boy, I tell you what, I want to throw out a couple of numbers here on a Friday that are really important when it comes to an air conditioning company. Because it's about great service and family-owned at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. 35 years, 135 trucks working 7 days a week. Those are three numbers that are important. Tell you what else is important? Experience. Trained and certified technicians, licensed experienced plumbers, and a warehouse full of air conditioning units and water heaters. We like to call ourselves the Water Heater Kings of South Florida. We have a box truck filled with all-size Rheem water heaters and air conditioning units all day. The goal is always same-day installation. That's the goal. If we don't get there, you know we're on our way. Financing plans always to help you out. Family-owned and operated after all these years. We lost Big Daddy Lenny, but we got Eric still going strong there with that great work ethic, and they're ready to take care of all your air conditioning and plumbing problems. If you have any, make sure you tell them Joe Rowe said. Even if you tell them we're related or whatever else you're saying about me. 1-888-FIX-MY-AC. That's 1-888-349-6922 for air around the clock air conditioning and plumbing.